Okay, remember them, ha? Fame. Palakpakan uli natin sila. Thank you. I still remember that song, yung hindi pa baptized. Siguro panahon namin ni Pastor Dan yun, eh, mga yung kanta na yan. Okay? Anyway, good evening everyone! Okay, salamat sa 5, 10, 20 katao na nag-good evening din. Good evening! I'm sure that you're having a great time here. Of course, we are gathering every Friday in this place to honor God, to worship Jesus, to talk about Jesus, because He's the center, He's the focus of our attention every day, every Friday. Okay? And I'd like to ask, who among you here, you came here for the very first time, would you lift up your hand? I just want to acknowledge you. First time, yes, thank you. Thank you, na-invite ka. Thank you. Yes, thank you. Wow, talaga? Wow, dami ah. Palakpakan natin si Lord. Thank you. Thank you very much for coming. Again, we are FNY and we are talking about the Word of God for about 3 hours and 30 minutes. So, please bear with us. Hindi, bido lang yun. We're here and we're really preaching the Word of God in 30, sometimes 39, sometimes 46 minutes. Okay? And I'd like to just start with this. Okay, I would just like to commend people who... How many of you here, syempre, naramdaman natin, almost all of us, last week, nagkaroon ng habagat, okay, may binaha, may nalubog talaga, meron namang mga nasa matataas na lugar, ginaganon lang yung tubig, habang yung iba, talagang gumaganon na. Okay? But I really, honestly, I just want to commend people, in fact, students, young people who really helped out, giving out relief, as in talagang may time pa na naglilinis ng mga bahay. Itong mga kabataan natin, itong mga estudyante natin, ito yung mga estudyante natin. Okay? If you are one of those, would you just raise up your hand? Okay? Isa ka sa tumulong, nag-relief, nag-repack, naglinis. Sige nga, taas mo yung kamay mo. Palakpakan natin itong mga taon to. Thank you, guys. I just want to appreciate you. Really, you are our heroes. And, you know, for all of you, lahat tayo, every Friday, nag-a-attend tayo dito. But we always say this, there are two things that we're so consumed and passionate about. That is to honor God and make disciples. In fact, last week, yun ang ginawa natin. We honor God through our services. Kahit na yung iba, talagang yung iba, may mga estudyante nag-volunteer. Kahit sa kanila, medyo baha din, pero sila nag-volunteer. Lumusong, okay, talagang naglinis ng mga bahay. And really, because we want to make an impact to our community. Hindi lang tayo dito every Friday, worshiping God, clapping our hands, okay, jumping, and reading the Word of God, listening to the Word of God, but we are making an impact to our communities as well. Okay, we are a blessing. We are making Jesus, yes, Jesus, the name of Jesus is famous already, but we want to make Him all the more. As in talaga sa mga pamilya natin, sa mga subdivision, makilala talaga nila na buhay talaga si Lord, kaya kami nandito ngayon. We want to be a blessing to our communities. That is why, once again, palakpakan natin itong mga taon to. You guys really did a tremendous job. And as we continue our series, Idol Factory, who among you here, you started the series last week? Okay, marami sa atin. Yung iba, wala. Nahabagat na kayo nun? Wala kayo? Okay, so we started that. Pastor Dan Monterde talked about Idol Factory last week, and he mentioned, I remember that, and really it stick to me. You know, he mentioned that, ano ba to? Sobrang nag-stick, nakalimutan ko na. It stick to me that he mentioned that a good thing that became to an ultimate thing could be an idol for you. Okay? Yung iba, akala natin, ito, magandang bagay lang to. Pero pag ito na, dito na natin binubuhos yung time natin, yung effort natin, yung energy natin, hindi na tayo makatulog kung wala ito, hindi ka makakain kung wala nito, kung wala siya, that becomes an idol. The good thing turned into an ultimate thing can become an idol to our lives. And today, we're gonna continue with that series. And let me just say this, this Friday, and then we're gonna talk another topic next week. And guys, listen to this. You don't want to miss the last week of August. That would be August 31. Why? Because we're gonna be having a very, very special guest. Okay? And I think the whole Philippines, the whole world know this person. So you don't want to miss that. In fact, you want to invite your friends. Okay? Gusto mong invite dito, pati mga kaaway mo, kaya classmate mo, i-invite mo dito. Okay? Pero not just on August 31. Hope to see you, of course, next week. Okay? Let's move on. I'd just like to ask this. Okay? Sino sa inyo dito, you know, talagang honestly, proud ka, sabihin mo sa lahat ng tao na famous yung katabi mo. Yung katabi ko, famous to. Mayabang ako ngayon, katabi ko, famous. Sikat tong katabi ko. Okay. Alright. Yung iba hindi, ang bihira naman. Ano ba naman yan? Okay. Magyabang ka lalo. Sino sa inyo dito, ikaw ang famous. Sikat ka. Okay. Lord, forgive us. Sikat to, talagang ako. Sikat to. Oh, sige, ikaw na. Lord, forgive us. Mayayabang talaga kami taga-FNY. Hindi, joke lang. You know, the reason I asked that is because really, this afternoon, this evening, we're gonna talk about another idol that is really creeping in our hearts. That is an idolatry of fame and approval. Now, the question is, why idol factory? Bakit natin pag-uusapan itong, you know what, sometimes people, you know, misunderstood this, that idol has something to do only with statues, yung mga ribulto or personality. But you know, idols can be something. Nakatulad na sinabi ko kanina na hindi mo na maiwanan, hindi ka na makatulog, hindi ka na makakain kung wala ka nito. That can be an idol. That can replace God in your heart. The question is, why idol factory? Unlike what John Calvin said, he said that the human heart is an idol factory. Okay? Dito natin pinaprocess lahat na nakikita natin, ginagawa natin, sa heart natin pinaprocess lahat yon. Every one of us from our mother's womb is an expert in inventing idols. Biluin mo, nasa sinapupunan ka pa lang ng tiyan ng nanay mo, expert ka na. Mag-imbento ng idol. Di ba nga, pagka may mga dumadating na mga celebrities, talagang, lalo na minsan dyan, pag Sunday, ang ingay oh, hanggang dito, rinig na rinig, may mga celebrity pala sa baba. Ako pala yung nandun. Oh! Fame! We're talking about fame. Okay? You know, somehow it started with raw material, yung hindi pa talaga gawa, hindi pa package, but all the time, habang pinaprocess natin yun sa puso natin, all of a sudden, gigising na lang tayo ng isang umaga, ito na pala yung idol ko. Hindi ko na maiwan yung ginagawa ko. That becomes an idol for all of us. And this night, we're gonna read two passages, and then we're gonna expound more on that later on. I just wanna read in the book of Genesis, if you have your Bible with you, please open that. Okay? Or if you don't have, okay lang, mahal ka pa rin ni Lord, pwede kang tumingin sa screen. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. It says here that the Lord had said to Abram, "Leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you." And in verse 2, I want you to take note of this. If you have your Bible, you can encircle this word, "I will make you into a great nation and I will bless you. I will make your name great." If you have your Bible, pwede mong encircle yon. Meditate mo pag uwi mo. Lord, ito palang gusto mo sa akin. You want to make my name great. Yes, that's what God wants. For those people who would trust Him, who would believe in Him. I will make your name great. Kung wala kang Bible, may ballpen ka, ikaw na lang magbilog dun sa katabi mo na may Bible. Okay? Uy, bilugan ko raw yan. O kung matindi-tindi ka, pwede ka lumapit sa screen, bilugan mo yan. I will make your name great. Okay? And you will be a blessing. You know what? That hit me when I was reading this scripture. God, That's your plan for me? To make my name great so that I could be famous, I could be known? Yes. And there's nothing wrong in this scripture. This is what God wants for all of us. Okay? He wants our name to be great and for us to be a blessing. Take note of that. And another scripture I want to read is in the book of John. We're going to make a comparison with this. John chapter 12, verse 42 to 43. It says here that yet, at the same time, many, even among the leaders, believed in Him, believed in Jesus. Okay? But because of the Pharisees, itong mga Pharisees, ito yung mga expert ng law during ng time ni Jesus. Okay? Ito yung mga elite. Ito yung mga powerful people. Ito yung mga famous people. But because of the Pharisees, they would not confess their faith for fear they would be put out of the synagogue. Natatakot sila. Baka itakwil tayo ng mga Pariseo. Okay lang na itakwil na tayo ni Lord, wag lang tong mga Pariseo to. This is what they are talking about. And in verse 43, for they loved praise from men more than praise from God. Can we just open in the word of prayer? Holy Spirit, we thank you for you are here in our midst. God, I pray that you would just show us Jesus, the beauty and the majesty of Jesus. For every time we see Jesus in our midst, we believe and we know, we have faith that our lives will never be the same again. We just want to glorify you, God. Open our hearts today. Bless the preaching of your word and bless our families out there in our home, who's staying in our homes, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. You know what? Nowadays, I realize it's so easy for someone to be famous, to get famous. Napakadali. In fact, yung panahon dati, naalala ko pa, minsan, di ba, kapag may, alam mo yun, national television, pag may ini-interview, tapos may mga tao sa likod, may nakikita kayo, yung nag-aagawan sa camera, nagsisikuhan para makita sa camera, para maging famous, para makita sila on a national television. But you know, I realized that nowadays, it's easy for somebody or for someone to be famous. In fact, all you have to do is just to join a reality contest, reality show. Okay? Sali ka lang ng PBB Teens. Sali ka lang ng Survivor. Sali ka lang ng kung ano-ano dyan. Okay? And wala. After few months, famous ka na. Tinitilian ka na. Pag pumupunta ka na sa mall, tinitilian ka na. Nagpapasign na ng autograph sa'yo. Okay? That's how easy it is right now to become famous so that your name would be known. And not just that, sa panahon natin ngayon, it could be easy for us to, you know, for people to know about us, kung sino ba tayo, para makilala tayo. In fact, all you have to do is to set up a camera inside your room. Okay? Then, pwede ka na mag-act-act, umiyak ka, kumanta ka. Then after that, ma-record mo, i-upload mo sa YouTube. Then, hintayin mo lang kung ilan yung magla-like sa'yo, ilan yung mag-view, okay, nung in-upload mo. Then all of a sudden, you're famous. And we know a lot of people who got famous because of that. Nag-upload lang ng video, tapos nakita yung talent, ang galing nito, na-discover, okay? Tignan mo yung katabi mo, baka isa doon. Na-discover yan. Okay? Naging famous agad. In fact, I believe most of you here knows what happened just recently. Na-upload lang sa YouTube yung video niya. Sumikat agad. The guy who slapped traffic enforcer. Pak! Alam niyo ba yon? Sumikat agad siya. Trending agad eh. Okay? It's easy. You know, kung ano lang ang gawin mo, sisikat ka agad nowadays. And I just found out one lady. Her name is Rebecca Black. The one who sang Friday night. Hindi niya pa dinagdagan ng night youth, no? Para ano. So Friday. Do you know that her mom paid the producer Okay, yung magre-release ng song niya. Her mom, in fact, gave or paid $4,000 para ma-release yung single song niya na title na Friday. Eh kung i-convert mo yun sa Philippine peso natin, yung nanay niya, nagbayad ng 160,000 to date sa producer. Uy, sige na, i-ano mo yung kanta ng anak ko. Okay? And I was researching doon sa YouTube, kung sino-sino yung mga nag-like and yung comments. And then I found out most of the comments, 80%, 90%, probably like that. They said, this is the worst song I've ever heard. The dumbest song I've ever heard. Pasintabi sa mga may gusto ng kanta niya. Ako, narinig ko lang yung once. I don't judge the lady. Pero these are the comments of those people who listen. This is the worst. Worse than, meron pa doon? Worse than Justin Bieber's baby. Binaby, you know? Worse daw doon. Okay? But guess what? This lady gained 167 million views in YouTube. Okay? And because of that, it was a sensation. Nakilala siya. Okay? Nakita siya na nagkaroon siya ng record. Okay? Even though sinasabi ng maraming tao na walang kwenta, napaka-shallow ng message. Ano ba namang klaseng kanta to? Okay? Sino ba naman nakaisip nitong kanta na to? Pero nakakuha siya ng 167 million views. Think about that. And because of that, she became famous. She's famous. And I believe, listen to this, everybody wants to get famous. Every one of us wants to get famous. And, in fact, tignan mo yung katabi mo. Okay? Tanungin mo yung katabi mo. Gusto mo maging famous? I don't know about you, but I want to be famous. Okay? Gusto ko makilala ako, of course. Ayun na sinasabi sa Bible eh. He will make your name great. Okay? Great paano? Siyempre, of course, all for the glory of Jesus. All for the glory of God. Hindi yung kilala ka, sikat ka, walang kwentang tao yan. Sana nga mamatay na yan eh. Sana masagasaan. Sana. Diba? But deep inside of us, we want to be famous. We want someone. We want people to approve us. We want people to show attention towards us. Kaya nga nagpo-post ka sa Facebook eh. Sino sa inyo dito? Oo, ako lang yon. Kaya ako nagpo-post sa Facebook, hindi lang para sa akin, para ako lang ang may alam. Gusto ko malaman din ng kaibigan ko na ito yung sitwasyon ko ngayon. Para malaman ng kaibigan ko, uy, nag-picture kami ng wife ko ha. Tignan mo naman kung gaano kaganda ang asawa ko. Hindi naman ako lang yon. Kaya tayo nagpo-post because we want people to know that I'm here. Hey, nandito ako. Tama, mali? Kaya ka nga nag-Twitter. Diba? Kahit ano-ano lang sinasabi mo because you want to tell the whole world I'm existing. Nandito ako. Okay? And I want to share with you the reasons why people wants to get famous. These are a few reasons I want to share with you. You can get into hard to get club if you're famous. Lalo na sa school nyo, yung mga elite lang yung club na yon, yung mga mayayaman lang. Pero pag famous ka, kilala ka sa buong school, ang daling pumunta doon. Kasi famous ka, kilala ka, may approval ka. Okay? And not just that, you can get away with violations easily if you're famous. Diba? Maraming ganon. Pagka nagda-drive ka, okay, tapos kilala ka, celebrity pala to, or politician, famous ka, kilala ka, ay sir, sige po, daan na po kayo. Sorry po, sila pa nagsasorry. Okay, kaya yung isa, nasapok patuloy yung isa. Okay? But that's one thing, why people wants to be famous. So that they could get easily into things that they want to get in. Another is that people want to be famous is because simply because they want to prove those people who told them wala kang mararating sa buhay mo. Hindi ka yayaman. Hindi ka makakapasok sa ganyang eskwelahan. Tandaan mo yan. The reason why people wants to be famous is because they want to prove, I'm telling you, makakapasok ako dito sa eskwelahan na to. Maikilala mo rin ako kung sino, kung gaano katalino, kung gaano kagaling. Kaya nga may mga ganun sa telenovela, di ba? Mga pelikula, babangon ako at dudurugin kita. Tandaan mo yan. Babalikan kita. May mga ganun. They want to prove to people. And not just that, pag sikat ka, may alalay ka, may PA ka, personal alalay. May sumusunod sa'yo. Okay? Pag sinabi mo, uy, kuha mo nga, ikaw na kumuha ng test paper, dun, sikat ka. Uy, sige. Oh. Talagang ikaw, nakaupo ka lang. Oh. Also, isa pa, pagka sikat ka, pinag-uusapan ka sa campus, pinag-uusapan ka sa Facebook, 'di ba nag-post ka lang, grabe, dinadagsa ka na ng comment. Wow, sikat ako. Talagang may mga nag-like. Binibilang mo pa kung ilan na nag-like. 'Di ba? At saka isa pa, isang reason kaya gusto ng tao maging sikat is kahit walang dating, ang isang tao nagkaka-appeal pagka sikat. 'Di ba? Maraming ganon. Kahit wala kang dating, parang ano ba naman 'to, sa ninugot 'to, sa ilalim ng lupa, ano ba? Ang ba pinakain ng nanay niya dito? Diba? Nagtaituloy. Nagkaganyan. But because of fame, sumisikat. They're getting the approval of men. You know, I can say that we want fame simply because of belongingness, simply because of fame assures attention. Fame assures for you to belong. Fame assures approval. Kapag kasikat ka, ibig sabihin, kilala ka, approve ka. Okay? It's like you are from a nobody to somebody right now. And I realize that we have become, look at me, society. Yung bang, tignan mo ko, okay, tignan mo yung ginagawa ko. And there's something in us that we want to be noticed. There's something inside of people na sana mapansin ako sa ginagawa ko. Pansinin niyo naman ako. Okay? In fact, most of us would think Facebook. Most of us would think internet. Kasi dati wala pang Facebook. Okay, merong ano to? Friendster. Okay? Pero bago mag-friendster, wala pa yata. I don't know. Okay? Pero dati, wala. Panahon namin, mga Islam book lang. Para makilala kita, Islam. Diba? May crush ka dati. Kunyari, sign ka naman sa Islam book ko. Tapos titignan mo agad, who's your crush? Ganun agad. May mga naka-experience pang ganun? Diba? Katabi mo yan. Pero ngayon, sobrang dali sa internet. Para ma-notice ka, ilagay mo lang in a relationship. Uy, notice na notice yun. May nakita ako one time, from in a relationship to single. Andito ka kaya? Na-notice ka agad, di ba? It's easy. And people would make any means possible for them to be noticed. In fact, there was I don't know if you know Lawrence Fishburne. He's a black guy, an actor, a celebrity in the U.S. He had a daughter, okay, who's 18-year-old daughter. Then what she did for her to become famous, for her to be noticed, for her so that people would know, uy, ano to ah? She just posted a video uploaded to YouTube and that's not just an ordinary video. That's a porno video. She uploaded it. She's 18 years old. And she said, even at the age of 16, I was thinking about this. Now I'm 18. I did this. Why? Because I want to be famous like Kim Kardashian. I want to be famous like Paris Hilton. That's why if they did it, I can do it also. I want to be famous. It's easy to be noticed. But the problem is, in our world today, it's like, yes, don't misunderstand, young people. God wants every one of us to have a great name. That's what the scripture tells us. But once we are so consumed with that, gusto na natin, hindi ka na makatulog, gusto mo nang gawin ito, ito na yung nagda-drive sa'yo, ito na yung nagpo-push sa'yo para gawin ng isang bagay na to, there's something wrong. Kaya gusto mong ma-approve ng tao, kaya gusto mong makilala ka ng tao, kaya gusto mong makuha yung attention ng mga tao. Something is wrong. You might be replacing God into that idol of fame and approval into your heart. In fact, sabing ganun sa scripture that, you know, God really wants to have us a great name. In fact, I have pictures here that really a testimony of what God is doing in their lives. Tim Tebow. Okay, who among you knows Tim Tebow? He's a Christian. He grew up here in the Philippines. And he was so open, bold enough to say that I'm a Christian. And I'm telling you, he's known worldwide. Okay? He's making a great name, of course, for the glory of God. And also not just that, Jeremy Lin. Okay, Jeremy Lin, a Christian, a follower of Jesus. There's fear of the Lord in his heart. Okay? Ito yung sinasabi ni God, I want your name to be great. Ito yun. Ito yung gusto ng Diyos sa atin. Not just that, recently, a gymnast, a gold medalist from Olympics, si Gabby Douglas, she's a Christian. Okay, she's 18 years old. But you know, she did tremendously, kaya nakilala din siya ng buong mundo. Because that is what God wants for all of us. Our name to be great. So that we will be famous. But of course, in a good way. Hindi yung gagamitin natin pagka hindi ka na napapansin, ang lungkot mo na, hindi ka na makakain. Something's wrong. Okay? Minsan, pag walang pumansin sa'yo, di ba? Pagka walang nag-like sa post mo sa Facebook, 2 hours na, 3 hours na, isa pa lang yung nagla-like, ano ba naman to? Meron pang 5 hours, meron pa. Uy, nakalima na ako. Di ba? Pag natulog ka, hindi mo na-reach yung quota mo. Nang like, wala man lang nag-comment, ang lungkot-lungkot mo na. Baka dun mo na binabase yung security mo. Gusto mo na makita yung approval ng tao, gusto mo makita yung attention ng tao na sa'yo. Something is wrong. And minsan, di ba, pinapansin natin, uy, yung ganda ng shoes mo. Yung pala, ikaw ang bago yung shoes mo. Gusto mo lang mapansin. Uy, yung ganda ng shoes mo. Tingnan mo yung shoes ko. Uy, ang ganda ng hairstyle mo ngayon. Yung pala, ikaw, kagugupit mo lang. Gusto mo lang mapansin. Ganda, oh. Hinagod pa eh, di ba? Uy, ang ganda ng damit mo ngayon, ah. Yung pala, ikaw lang yung magandang damit. Gusto mo makuha yung attention ng tao. Ang problema, nagiging security na natin yung approval ng tao. It becomes our... Doon na nakabase yung worth natin. And the problem is that if only I did this, if only I have that, if only I made this, then people will accept me, people will tell me I'm good, I'm okay, I'm fine, I'm cool. In fact, in John, katulad ng binasa natin kanina, John chapter 12, verse 42 to 43, I just want to go back there. There's a Pharisee who loves their power, who loves their fame. And sabi ganun in verse 43, can we just go there? Verse 43, for they love praise from men more than praise from God. They want the attention of men. Kalimutan ko na si Lord. Basta ako, pinupuri ako ng tao, kilala ako ng tao, approve ako ng mga tao, something's wrong. If that's our attitude, kung hindi tayo makatulog, hindi ka makauwi, hanggat hindi mo nakikita yung crush mo sa campus nyo, gutom na gutom ka na, hinihintay ka na ng nanay mo, ayaw mo pang umuwi kasi gusto mo muna siyang makita, that can be your idol. Hindi mo magawa yung dapat mong gawin na sinasabi ni Lord na gawin mo. Kasi nahihiya ka, baka may masabi sa iyo yung mga kaibigan mo. Ang baduy mo naman. Christian ka pala? Pe-pray ka pa? Baduy mo naman? Uy, may Bible ka pang dala. Eh kami, nagiinuman kami. Ikaw, nagba-Bible ka pa. Pag inintindi natin yon, that becomes our idol. We want applause from men more than the applause of God. We want the approval of men more than the approval of God. And something is wrong. That is an idolatry. And I believe, I felt like some were not willing to give up their position, their fame, just like these Pharisees. But I want to tell you this, young people, huwag mo ipagpalit si Lord. Para lang sa mga sasabihin ng kaibigan mo. Para lang kung ano yung magandang sasabihin ng kaibigan mo sa'yo. Para pag uwi mo, I felt good. Na-appreciate nila yung ginawa ko. I'm telling you, kahit na hindi kayo appreciate ng kaibigan mo kung ano man yung ginawa mo, kahit walang nakapansin sa ginawa mo, I'm telling you, pag natulog ka mamayang gabi, tinitignan ka ni Lord, nakaismile siya sa'yo. I appreciate you, my son. I love you, my daughter. Whatever you have done, I approve you. Mahal kita. Hindi mo kailangan ng approval ng ibang tao. Hindi mo kailangan mag-seek. Hindi mo kailangan kunin dun yung worth mo. Para masabi mo sa sarili mo na kumpleto ka. Sikat ka nga. Wala ka namang Diyos. Kulang ka pa rin. Sa campus, sinasabi mo, sikat na sikat ako dito. Hinahabol ako ng girls. Pero kung wala kang Diyos, I'm telling you, may problema ka. Kulang ka pa rin. Why? Because it is God who approves us. It is God who tells us our value, not the people around us. It is Jesus who gives us that security in our lives. That's why I want to tell you this tonight, young people, before I close. It's okay. Even if you posted something in Facebook, tapos ang nag-like, nanay mo lang. Okay lang yun. Huwag mong hintayin, huwag mong intindihin. Ano ba naman niya? Hindi nag-like yung kaibigan ko, yung crush ko, yung girlfriend ko. Nanay ko lang, okay lang yun. Because you don't want to get approval of men because you are already approved by God. Mahal ka pa rin ni Lord. Kahit na nanay mo lang nag-like sa'yo. Sabihin mo sa akin, ilalike ko rin yan. It's okay if your phone today, yung cellphone na hawak mo ngayon, hindi pa touchscreen, hindi pa wifi ready, okay lang yun. Hindi mo naman sinasabi sa tao, hindi mo naman, uy, may cellphone na ako ha, para ma-approve nyo ako. Hindi mo kailangan ng ganun, okay lang yun, be secured. I believe the Lord will bless you. The Lord will bless you as you desire for it. According to His nature, according to His will. But all you have to do is just to be content. Okay lang yun. Okay lang kahit yung cellphone mo, may rubber band pa. Naglulus ha, naglulus. Nice, pang rubber band para sumikip. Okay lang yun. Approve ka naman ni Lord eh. Hindi mo kailangan kunin yung attention ng ibang tao para lang sabihin mo na, uy, okay pala ako sa kanila. I'm in. And also, hindi mo kailangan, it's okay, my friend. If you are studying in public school, hindi mo kailangan na dapat nasa private school ako para sikat din ako, para sabihin ng mga kaibigan ko, uy, nasa ano ako ngayon, ha? Magandang eskwelahan. Hindi mo kailangan. But I believe the Lord wants to bless you. But when you started to pour out, you consume yourself towards that desire, it became an idol. Binubuhos mo na lahat ng attention mo, pinaprocess na ng puso mo yan. Hindi na natin iniisip, Lord, may plano ka, kaya nga nandito ako, Lord, naniniwala ako sa'yo, may plano ka. God has a purpose. Okay lang yun, kahit na wala kang headset, mala Daniel Padilla, na hindi ka cool. Okay lang yun. Gwapo ka pa rin, mahal ka pa rin ni Lord. Hindi mo kailangan magpaka-cool para lang pansinin ng mga girls. Hindi mo kailangan na, kailangan may damit ka na ganito para lang sabihin nila, uy, looks Daniel. Para si Gino, ha? Hindi mo kailangan. And it's okay kung mas sikat yung karibal mo kaysa sa'yo. Hindi mo kailangan sumikat din. Uy, mas marami siyang pogi points kaysa sa akin. Ano ba naman to? Talo na ako. Hindi mo kailangan yon. Okay lang yon. In fact, hindi mo naman kailangan magka-girlfriend para at saka magka-boy o kaya magka-boyfriend. Para lang ma-approve ka ng tao. Approve ka na ni Lord. Mahal ka ni Lord. God is mercy. God is gracious. To all of you, to all of us. We don't put our security towards what people would tell us, towards what people would say about us. It's okay. Hindi natin kailangan mag-pretend, hindi natin kailangan magkunwari. Kilala tayo ni Lord. He knows us. The most important thing is that you don't base your approval on men. But you are glorifying God. Lord, I believe one day my name will be great. Not because of magaling ako, not because of famous ako, but my name will be great. It's only because of your grace that is at work in me. And that, by that, your name would be glorified. The glory would always go back to you, Jesus, not on me. I want to, last scripture, 1 John chapter 2, verse 17. The world and its desires pass away. But the man who does the will of God lives forever. You know what? Yung fame, lilipas din yan. Ang daming ang mga celebrities ngayon, di ba? Dati sikat na sikat ngayon. Hindi na. Tayo pa. We're all humans. The fame will be gone one day. The attention that we want will be gone one day. But those who do the will of God lives forever. I'm telling you, we are blessed. We are blessed. One thing I want to leave with you, you can find your worth in the only one who is worthy. Hindi na natin kailangan mag-seek ng approval ng kung sino-sino man. It is only Jesus. You need to understand these students. All you need is the approval of Jesus. In fact, you are already. When He died on the cross, He said, "You're approved. I love you. You don't need to pretend. You don't need to be somebody else because I love you. I have mercy on you." Let Christ be your esteem. Let Christ be your security.